Gina, what was the voice?
I said you're on live on our podcast right now on Real Men Record Their Wives.
What's up, mama?
Oh, okay. Who's your father?
Oh, okay.
He said, okay, I gotta go.
Father is talking.
Aging bitch numero tres.
Yeah, I got a valley keeper.
This one is where the shit hits the fan. I'm telling you. Now you're a big dude, so maybe four, three is. Or I'm talking shit after three though. Shout out to that retweeter.
Yeah.
He had quite a lot of Real Men Record Their Wives love on Twitter today.
Yeah, keep it up, listeners. Keep
love
it up.
Those people. Gotta love the listeners.
We'll keep giving us those thumbs up. That's literally all you gotta do. And listen. And even if you don't listen, just like it a lot. You don't listen, like it a lot. And share it all the time. If you listen, then you obviously like it. So like it and share it a lot. And if you don't even give a fuck and you just come across it, then you don't want to just share it and like it a lot. Just like it a lot.
This is how we do it.
I don't know where my glass went. I'm just going to have to survive without it.
Sip it out the bottle, son.
Oh, no,
here on Real Men Record Their Wives. And what episode is it, y'all? I know, but I'm just asking.
DSC says.
Yes, he says. Sweet 16. We don't do that, though. We got last one. We talked about quinceañeras, right?
Yeah, we did.
We briefly. But 16, man, it's good to be here with you guys. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves for the new listeners. We haven't done it in a while. We expect everybody knows us.
For the new listeners that may have come about.
Yeah, we take little breaks and shit. So anyone that's new listeners, Kendo Candu. This is my lovely lady.
What's my official title now? The real Demi?
I guess. I don't know. Your title's what you say it is.
I don't know. I haven't officialized that, but Demi.
And we got my man, Rashad Sadiq.
You know, what up?
And his lovely lady.
Hello, hello. My name is Fatima G.
Yeah. What's good, everybody? Episode 16. Demi actually has some information on 16. We're just going to kick it. We're just going to jump right into it just so we can get the vibe for the episode. And then we got a little curveball for everyone this time. But what you got for us, Demi?
So I figured it's been a little while since we touched on the meaning of numbers like we were on our early episodes. And the meaning of 16, I feel like, is pretty fitting considering what happened today.
No way. What happened? What's the 16? I love this
already. Oh, well, should we tell everyone what happened today? They don't know.
No. She's got a good warm-up. Let her warm up. She's got a good warm-up.
Okay. Yeah.
So 16 resonates with willpower, independence, overcoming obstacles, and being proactive. And on top of it, it's about using your wisdom and truth and making the best out of it to help people the most that you can.
Yeah.
And just overcoming the negative and making your reality what you want it to be.
And the reason that's significant is because I couldn't find my beer glass, but I found another glass to put my beer in, right? That's what we're talking about? Nah.
That or, you know, those mail-in ballots?
Oh, yeah.
All that voting?
That thing.
Voting. Elections and
yeah, that's true. That's a good thing. That's a big deal. We got a new president, y'all.
President-elect Joe Biden and VP Kamala Harris.
Hey,
first woman vice president.
Yes, and a woman of color too.
Shout out to all the women of color and all the Kamala lovers and Biden supporters that made it happen. Damn Kamala lover.
Anyways, I'm just kidding.
And you know what? This isn't even about like, oh, I love Joe Biden, I love Kamala Harris, and like kissing their asses, because this is not about that for me personally. today and whatever happened was about getting Donald Trump out.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. That's right, rock.
You're gonna lose your job. You're gonna lose
they
your job.
They put a little West Coast swang to that shit, though. That shit was tight. Yeah, no, that's what happened today. We were waiting. We were all anxious for so long, waiting after, like, what, 2 days after election? No, wait, what? I'm tripping.
It's been, like, 5 days. Yeah, it's
been 5 days after Election Day, and it's finally over. We finally
got that motherfucker out of here.
Sorry to all you Trump supporters that listen to us, but it is what it is. Just take it. And then all the Democrats, too, man. I mean, let's celebrate and shit, but as soon as this time, like, we are in a pandemic, it seems like the whole shit paused because of the election and stuff, and that's great. Like, we got him out of here, but I know he's not in the White House yet, but, like, he needs to start, start working as soon as possible.
He said in his first official speech tonight as the president-elect that we think that it seems like he is, that the number one thing that we have to focus on right now is controlling and shutting down COVID, because that's what's fucking us up right now and fucking everybody up right now. Like, Europe, everything is just going, like, shoop, like, right up on the charts.
Yeah, no, yeah, he did. I did hear some of his speech. He did say that. A lot of people are happy today. The numbers say more people are happy, right? Than sad, right? That's what the numbers say.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have to get ready for like about a month and a half of the opposition saying it's fake and it's voter fraud and shit. Sore loser shit.
Sore loser shit that they started early. They planted that seed early, dog.
Mm-hmm. And something I think that's really important to point out is the difference that has to be noted and that people have to keep as a mindset. There's a difference between opponents and enemies. You know, we don't have to like hate one another. It's not like, oh, you versus me, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can have differences and whatever, somebody wins, somebody loses.
Yeah, he said that too, he said that in his speech. So, a lot of people are happy. I know one person that's happy is my father. So I'm going to throw in a little curveball here and call him on my phone that I have hooked up to my audio.
Now, this is definitely a curveball for today's show, but the question is he ready for this? Was he?
No, he's not. He doesn't know, and I'm not planning on talk. Trust me. You're all going to hear me cut him off, and this is a hi. How you feeling? We're kind of just... I'm just calling to see how you are, to give your opinion on how happy you are and how you're feeling. And then, like, all right, have a good night, man.
This man likes to talk.
Yeah, isn't like the theme of the episode, just like a little guest. Also, we're just trying out new, trying out technology that we have.
And flexing on that Rodecaster.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just seeing what's up. So let's give him a call and see.
Oh, wow. I hear that. That's dope.
He's playing guitar last we saw on video.
Yeah, he's real happy.
This sounds tight. Now cell phones go, he ain't gonna pick up.
He's celebrating too hard.
Come on, dog.
That's so cool.
Hello.
Oh, it's my mom.
It's your mom.
My mom.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
What are you doing?
You're on live on Real Men Record Their Wives.
I don't know how to work this phone. Hold on. What was it?
I said you're on live on our podcast right now on Real Men Record Their Wives.
What's up, mama?
Oh, okay.
He said, okay, I gotta go.
Father,
talking. Not me.
Hi, Kenneth. Hey, I just want to let you know you're live on the episode of Real Men Record Their Wives, our podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, you caught my wife there, so you're on the money.
I know I didn't warn you or anything, but I thought I'd give it a try and see if you answered. We got Rashad here. We got his lovely lady Fatima G, and we got Demi. We're all here. We can all hear
hello,
you.
Hello, Rashad and Fatima G.
Hello.
Nice to meet you as well, fellow Scorpio. From what I've heard.
Scorpio?
<That's right.
laughs> What is that all about?
Oh, you don't know? You don't know? Okay, never mind.
Rashad's a Scorpio, and so are you. So he's really big into that.
Oh, my God.
You don't care about that
somebody
stuff?
Else in the world like me. I guess, you know, we're all united through the whole new universe, you know. So, you know, I guess there's some truth to it, but I don't lean on it too much.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, either.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised every time I read something, I'm like, wow, that's me. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. I really lean on it a lot, actually, more than anything. I don't care about religion, background, or anything. It's all about what your zodiac sign is for me.
You're funny.
Hey, so listen, Bob, we're calling because we're talking about how happy people are in the country. And I was like, I know one person that's happy right now.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Oh my God, am I feeling? I'm feeling really, really like everything's back to normal again.
Oh man.
I'm feeling like stress left me.
Really?
I wasn't sleep very with you. And I don't like to admit that, but it's really taken me. I'm so American as you guys are. And I feel like, oh my God, like something was lost and was gained back. And I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
I'm sorry. You cut out for a second. I know what you said, but just so the listeners hear, you said you haven't been sleeping well.
Yeah, because it's been kind of stressful. It's like I'm missing something. Like I'm not going to sleep in the same country that I was going to sleep for most of my life. And now I feel, wow. I feel relieved. And it might seem like, I don't know. It might seem like stupid, but hell, it's important how I feel, and I feel good.
Hell yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
Amen.
No, I like how you put it. You didn't feel like you were, waking up in the same country, because I feel like we all, it feels like these past 4 years have just been, I mean, obviously normal life goes on and you get through it, but in the back of their head, you're thinking like, damn, this shit sucks. I can't wait for these 4 years to be over.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember I had a day that felt this relieving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, you're young, but I feel for you. Like, I've spent some more years feeling like that. It don't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat that got in there in the House, but I just stopped feeling kind of that American feeling, and I feel American today. I feel proud to be an American.
Yeah,
and I feel hopeful no matter what happens. I know we're going through difficult times, but I feel hopeful, and that feels good, and I miss that.
Yes.
Amen.
Sure. Yeah, no, I can hear you on that one. Sometimes I would I would go to choose what shirt I would wear, and I would see one I have with an American flag, and I'd be like, I don't really feel like putting this on today, you know? And sometimes I would be like, you know what? I'm going to put it on because I'm still an American. I am proud. I'm not proud of my president. I'm not proud of what's going on, but, you know, I still am American. But
That's funny. I never thought about that complex.
You said what, Rashad?
I never thought about that complex. Like, while President Trump is being the president, you could feel conflicted wearing an American flag because it might look like you're on his side of the Making America Great side. And it's just so funny how all of a sudden it might like flip to another.
Yeah, true story. And I'm glad my dad's here because he knows, he'll know what I'm talking about. You guys will know too. The Puerto Rican flag is very similar to the American flag. It has one star, and it's red, white, and blue. And it has stripes. Like it looks very similar. And I have these masks, coronavirus masks that have it all over it, but it kind of looks like it's like an American flag. And I really did feel a little self-conscious about that. Like when I would have them on, like,
I couldn't wear it because they would think that it was an American flag.
No, because you ain't Puerto Rican.
And
really.
I'm not Puerto Rican, dog. I guess.
And here's a little history. The Puerto Rican flag was created in the shadows of the Cuban flag, which is kind of inverted, blue and red. And Cuba's been a country that has fought for their freedom through blood. They've had real battles inside their country. They're about 14 times the size of Puerto Rico. And it's all about, you know, it's all about fighting for that democracy, for that freedom of humankind that spread out from America. It's like a lot of the same. And so, you know, I understand how you feel, Kenneth.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. It's, it's just something that happened this, this year. Not this year, but I guess, yeah, while Trump was president, there was a complex. It was just like, I'm not too proud of my country right now. So I don't know if I really want to rep it, you know.
I'm down here in Florida. Beautiful. It's a beautiful night. The romantic night. The weather's it's so nice. It's not humid or anything. It's just a soft, warm breeze coming up from the south, and you know it feels real. But I drive around, and sometimes I see another America that doesn't want to engage with me. You know, I head to the rural areas, and like they don't want to engage with me. And they don't know how bad I want to engage with them. They don't know how American I am. I mean, I served in the Navy for some time here in Florida, Mayport, Florida. And it's really a day to unify the country. It's about the unity.
Yeah, no, for sure. I like how you said that, because, you know, we're Puerto Rican and we don't. You know, like a lot of when people talk racial issues, you know, they talk about the black issues and stuff, because like there is a lot of them, like really, and they're really bad, and they are the important ones. But we do face, you know, racism and prejudice and stuff like that. But I like how you said it, because I kind of have a hard time explaining it sometimes. What did you say? Like, you go to rural areas and people don't want to engage with you. Like, I definitely can feel that. It's like, I don't feel like all the time like hatred, but like they don't want anything to do with me. They don't want to talk to me. If I go up and say hi or something, like, hey, how's it going there, you catch any fish, like they don't want to be like, yeah, no, they're not biting today, maybe, you know. They really don't want you talking to them, and you can feel it.
Exactly. But I push it.
Go ahead, Demi. No, I was just gonna say, honestly, I mean, you know how long Kenneth and I have been together, and it took us a while to realize that we were an interracial couple, and that, like...
That's true. It sounds funny when she says it out loud, but that is true.
I know.
We were sitting there one day, and we were like, I was like, damn, I just realized, like, we're an interracial couple.
Certain ways, like, when we would go out and be like, oh, this guy, like, look how he's with her, and just, like, kind of, like, giving him the eye, and... Like, when we would go, like, to the deep, like, country in the south and, like, Virginia and, like, Georgia on our way to Florida or whatever it is. And, like, they would just be giving Kenneth the dirtiest look. Mm. And it just, like, kind of at a certain point clicked. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
do you ever feel that? Do you ever feel that Hispanic racism?
Too nice to say it.
I'm sorry, but I
was talking to Fatima, because she's also Hispanic. Yeah.
I definitely feel it. But I think I feel it both ways. Or I should say in all. I feel it with Spanish people, and I also feel it with American people.
Separation of different Hispanic cultures. Mm-hmm. And them thinking that one's better than the other type thing? Is that what you mean?
No. I mean, because I'm Spanish and Rashad isn't. So
Okay.
Yeah, the vice versa.
Yeah,
like,
no, for
always.
Sure. Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure what she was talking about happens to you guys too, definitely. And that shit sucks, because... And my, if my mom wasn't so shy, she could attest to this.
Hold on, hit your father.
What'd you say? Oh yeah, I was like, yeah, you're live on the podcast. She's like, oh, here's your father. Yeah,
shout out to moms, that was awesome.
She worked at an office, and there was a lady there that had a white lady who had a baby with a black dude, and it was like some high school shit. Like they wouldn't sit with her at lunch. Mm-hmm. Wow. They would talk about her. Like, it was really bad to the point where my mom's so nice that, like, she was conflicted inside. Like, that shit hurt her.
They said that she was having a monkey baby.
I wasn't going to say all that, Demi. You always be saying, like,
no, because it has to be real, because that's the fucked up shit out there.
I understand that, but, like, yeah, she said that. It's fucked up shit. Maybe,
and today.
What'd you say, Rashad?
Today
It's okay that she said it. I appreciate the ingredients, and you can go ahead, Papa Alvarado.
So I cried today. I have to admit, I cried today. Today was a day to remember. When I saw Kamala Harris in a white suit, beautiful, just talk, whatever she said. She was a black woman, a woman, and she was Indian. And I've been exposed to the black, and I've been exposed to Indian, and to see her be the vice president of the frickin' United States. I was so proud. Tears were going down my eyes. I'm wiping them off because, you know, I'm a man. I'm tough. I don't want anybody to see me, but I was wiping them off because I felt so proud that we have gotten this far, no matter what happened. I know history. Kenan knows I love history. And I know how long it's taken. This is not 1 year, 2 years. This is hundreds of fucking years that it's taken of people dying and fighting to get to this moment. And to see that, to be able to be alive watching that, you know, tells me, it just says that America means something, that it's important, that it's a beacon, that we're leaders in the world, that we mean well, and that we're headed in the right direction. That even if we had 4 years of something that wasn't all of that, that we overcame that. And to see the cameras just spread out and show black women, just show them tears coming out of their eyes, because they know the suffrage is for me, was just amazing. And I haven't felt that American in a really long time.
No, yeah, for sure. No, definitely.
100%.
That was a great.
Hey, listen, Bob. I'm really glad we got to hear from you. We got to go now. We got to continue on. But it was really good to hear from you. We may do this more. Have you guest on the show?
That was really cool.
It was an honor to hear your opinion, because you said it so perfectly.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting me. I'm humbled. Thank you so much. And thank you, Rashid. And your,
yep, it's your Rashad. Time.
It's all good.
Rashad. Yeah, you know, I'm just kidding, man.
I
have a very good memory, but very respectful. Thank you for your guest, and thank always. You for inviting me.
Of course.
And have a good time. And thank enjoy.
You. Thank you. Likewise. You too. Love you, bye. I'll talk
enjoy
to you later.
Wherever you are right now. Wherever you are right now. Enjoy yourselves. I love you all. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's what's up, man. That was a great idea, dude.
Yeah, that was so
funny.
That was smooth.
So
sounded
awesome.
Good. And he had a lot of great, great, great sound bites in there. That was awesome,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we rolling. You rolling, yeah, dude. Cool. You rolling.
Cool. We had a cool little conversation with my pops, my daddy.
Shout out Papa Alvarado.
Papa Alvarado, that's his name on the show. Paparado. Nah, he's a cool dude, man. I'm glad. I think he's not because of the way he sounds, but just because of what I've seen on social media. I think that he's a little tipsy.
Oh.
But
oh my gosh. You
not social media.
I don't.
Your text messages. He sent us messages. Videos yeah, yeah. of him playing guitar while singing like.
He sounded like he was singing some Indian folklore song. He was like Puerto Rican, old Puerto Rican shit. But no, he's definitely happy. That's the reason I called him, because I saw that video. I was like, he's happy right now.
Mm. Well, That was very good. Good, good, good.
No, yeah, that was cool.
Real men record their wives classic.
I hope. I'm glad it was a classic and not the end of Real Men Record Their Wives.
Like, yo, man, we got to stop this shit because me and Demi trying to figure out what we're going to do, dude. I know my dad's probably real sad right now, man. I got to be the worst, yo.
No, he just came and started some beef.
Yeah. Nah, he wouldn't.
No, he's a really fucking cool guy. You heard him. I kind of felt sad. He was like, I would go to the rural areas and nobody would engage with me. And they little do they know how bad I want to engage with them. I'm like, damn, that's my dad, because I'm like that too, man. I sometimes, and not all the time, but when I go out, like, I want to talk to people, dude. Like, if I'm at the store and I see someone like looking at the same thing I'm looking at, I am the dude to be like, oh, do you have one of these? Or like, are you getting this? Like, or, you know, and then start talking. And like, it sucks when you do that and they're just kind of like, oh, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. And they just like keep looking. You know right, what I mean? So, like,
you know, I hate to be the Debbie Downer in this, but I'm just going to keep it a buck like I always do. Though I appreciate that sentiment, I don't share it. I do want to interact with people when I see people that I want to interact with, if that makes sense.
Starts with that.
Right? But there's definitely a good section of the earth that I see from a long distance away and purposely do not make eye contact with, purposely busy myself on my phone or my watch. And it ain't because I hate them. And it ain't because I think they hate me, but it's more so because the odds are in the favor that they don't really want to engage with me like how your dad feels. You know what I'm saying? The odds are in the favor that if, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to fuck with me.
It's
you know
gonna
what I'm
be
saying?
A forced so. Thing kind of where you're just like, okay, let's make small talk because we like are being polite and but we're both like know. Wasting each other's time.
You can't right. really, you don't really know what we're talking about because you can't really. But what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to be a dick, but like what I'm saying is that like, you're right, Rashad, 100% right. I'm with you. I think I'm talking after the fact. I think like, obviously, like you have to want to engage with the person first, right? So like,
no, I'm just saying
after I filter that out. You know what I'm saying? It sucks when you look like it looks like it's someone you might want to like. You know, like talk to, and then it's like, oh wow, he doesn't fuck with me. He's fucking racist, dog, or like he's a dickhead. You know, that's like.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to keep it a buck with the fact that it's like I can kind of already see that shit a while. I'm not really surprised. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks. Like, so that's something to be to speak on. You know what I mean? Because just because minorities, people of color, women, whoever might be feeling empowered right now, we might also have to like talk on how we really feel too when we move around this place. And what levels of, you know, I don't know, prejudice may be within our, you know, or, and it's not even prejudice. Sometimes it's just like a defensive mechanism, dude.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a New York kind of thing. Like in New York, it don't really matter your race, dog. It's like, why are you talking to me? I don't have time for this, dog. I'm keeping it moving. Like,
oh my gosh. I remember I had a coworker who would go to New York often. Because her boyfriend's family was there, and she would say how rude they are, that they don't
I hate
thank
it.
You. If you're holding the door for them, they just walk in.
It's crazy, and they're surprised. When I say something, like in Jersey, New York, me and Demi go, and we talk about it, and we're like, you guys don't hold the door open for people? Like, what is wrong? And they're like, no, why? Like, why are we holding? No, I gotta go. Like, I don't have time to hold the door open. Why am I gonna hold the door open for you? I gotta go.
And we're the type that, like, if we hold the door open for you and you don't say thank you, we're going to be like, you're welcome.
I mean, I don't know. Don't, you are right. I will say something, but I'm not going to be like.
I mean, if it's like a little old lady, I
don't know.
Demi, I've done it. I know what you mean, Demi.
Keep it a buck. Keep it a buck, Rashad. How do you feel about holding the door for people?
So I hold the door. I hold the door. I'm polite, right? But I'm definitely a polite checker, like a fact fucking checker.
Yeah.
So like where I work, where they're all entitled and they fucking walk around like they think their shit don't stink, right? I remember distinctly, because I be going through a lot of motherfucking doors, bro. And you know what I'm saying? Like I was going to like Bowie Mongers or some shit to get some burgers and shit, and these two well-to-do whatevers were in front of me. And you know, I picked up the pace because their conversation was so annoying. I could not stand to hear it anymore. I was like, I gotta get away from these bitches, right? So I just fucking walked fast. And I was like, little do I know, here I am going to hold the door open for these bird brains, but whatever. I held the door open for them and they just continued with their mindless chatter. You know what I'm saying? As I held the door open as if I was supposed to fucking do that shit, right?
Oh, I hate that. I know.
And they said nothing, didn't look at me. And this is the exact opposite of my example of when I say I don't look at people. These bitches should have fucking looked at me and said, thank you. Right? Yeah. They ain't say shit. And I don't know what I said, but I know I said something to the make them both like turn around and go, you know, ew.
So I wanted to speak. Are you, is that the story?
That's the story.
All right. Cause I wanted to speak on that. Cause when Demi said, like, you know, we're the type of people to be like, you're welcome. Like, I am the type. This is the what difference, though. Like, I feel like you and both of you, Rashad and Demi, and I'm not sure. I don't know about you, Fatima. I don't know if you be checking people. Do you Fatima be checking people?
No.
I don't. And I really hold the door for everyone, regardless if it's a man or a woman.
All right. How many people is – what's the limit? Because there has to be a limit. Because, you know, Bama's, especially during Christmas season and shit.
There's a pass-off. No, this is a natural human thing. There's a pass-off. Somebody should be passing it off after Fatima's seen holding it.
But they don't.
No, she should not hold it for more than two people.
I hold it.
I've done it for like four. I'm like, okay, I gotta go.
I've definitely held it for more than two people.
Y'all wilding. No, I'm I gotta go then. Like, what the fuck? Somebody else do this shit.
I'm not gonna lie. It depends who's coming out the door.
And I can see Rashad being like, are we not passing off? We're not.
Or like my man, like, you ain't seen me hold the door for these two people. You think I'm gonna hold the door for you, bro? Like, come on, dog. You hold this door, nigga. You see these bitches. Nah,
all right, so this is what I'm trying to think of how to explain this. All right, so you guys can say stuff to people and not be like super serious about it. Like, you can say, I can't say something to someone and be like, oh, you're welcome, and not like if I'm gonna, I don't know, like, I guess it's an anger issue or something, or like too much 0 to 100, but like, if I'm going to say something, if I'm at that point where you're being rude and I'm correcting you, I can't really do it like in a, like, oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Like, it's like a
kind of not good dog, in between.
Like, yeah. Like, I look like the crazy dude looking to fight, but I'm like, no, you really just didn't hold the door for my girl like that. You just slammed the door in my wife's face like that, bro. You want to get slapped in your fucking face, dog?
And then
as soon as you say that, it's like, oh, Demi's like, okay, all right. And then it's just like, over, and then
I know what you mean. It's a fine balance, and I'm not gonna act like I'm out here super tough guy on everybody. Like,
me neither.
You know,
I don't like that shit.
You gotta pick and choose who you buck up on and shit.
I'd rather sometimes just like you're like, all right, and just walk away. I don't know, man.
I don't like unnecessary like anger,
confrontation,
and confrontation and aggressive.
All right, how about this?
Like, when it's warranted, it's warranted.
The complex that you say that I have, where like if someone makes me, like, making me feel stupid or like correcting me, and like I can take criticism, but if you're a dickhead about it, like if I say like, oh, isn't there this many? And then you're like, no, there's this many, duh. And I really, and she's like that. So like, yeah, I'm learning how to deal with it, but I'm like, oh, my bad, shit, my fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's the cancer in me or something.
I'm a cancer, but like, too.
So I don't know, man. Like, that chick just kind of like, I guess I'm just emotional, but when people make, like, I feel like they're like demeaning me, mm-hmm. that shit like really like pisses me off, dog. Like they're stepping all over me. Like, why are you talking to me like this? I would never talk to you like this, especially if I don't know you. If I'm not joking, which I'm saying I do play too much, but like, I would never disrespect you like that, dude. Why are you talking to me like this? And then they're like, and not just her, but it's a lot of people, they're like, oh, my bad, dude. I just said duh. Like, all I did was say, like, you're wrong. And it's like, no, you didn't really say it like that. But all right, you got it, dude.
So, to put into context, because, like, to me, I guess the situations that I've used the word duh as an example, I'm just like, yeah, of course, is what it translates to. And we had something that I was doing in the house fixing, and Kenneth was like, oh, let me show you this. And he's like, oh, but make sure you don't do this. And I was like, oh, yeah, duh.
I didn't really need to get into this, though. I don't know why.
No, you're I'm not doing that. It's not the
I didn't walk over and say, so let me show you something. She asked me for help. She asked me to show her how to do something because it's what I do for a living. And I was showing her. And when I'm showing her, she says, oh, duh. Yeah, I know that. And I'm like, all right, so why'd you ask me, dog? And I put it away and I like walk away. But anyways, we don't have to go. I don't know why. This isn't a fucking couple's therapy.
I'm not doing fucking... It's not about that. I'm saying as a contextual thing of realizing that people have different perspectives of what different things mean to them. And they sometimes have to realize that other people take it differently and have different contextualization of words.
Of the
than
word,
they do.
Duh. Okay. Cool.
It's just a specific
all
example.
Right, come on, let's just keep it rolling, bro. I don't even want to, like, the word duh is just like
that's
a smart
word,
ass
dog.
Word
I'm
in
saying.
General. If you're saying duh to someone, it's a little rude unless you like really work that tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, duh. I'll be working. But for the most part, it's just like people, once they say duh, it's like, oh, I hate that word, duh.
Sorry.
Duh. Fucking idiot.
Duh.
Duh. What well, then, do y'all want to talk about fucking, y'all want to talk about the elections? Y'all want to talk about numbers and shit? Or we just,
fuck out of here. We won. We just, you know,
won,
what?
Dog. My sister was like, yeah, well, Georgia's still, Georgia is up. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, the election, the numbers. I'm like, dog, I've been watching that shit for way too long. He won. I'm not going to keep watching numbers. She's like, I care. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
she's like, I want to get
302
votes or something.
Yet.
I'm like, does that matter? If it means something, okay. But like, does it matter?
What is it? 284, 290?
He's at 290 right now, but North Carolina and Georgia haven't been finalized yet.
But does it matter is what
no.
I'm...
So it matters just to, because you know whether the state went... blue or red.
It would be interesting if Georgia went blue.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it is a big deal. If it's like the, it's also like a nail in the coffin kind of thing.
It's like showing the representation of what people are.
Okay,
thinking.
I can dig it. I just been we've been watching this for 5 days, y'all. Like, I'm not trying to, and I was barely watching it, but still, it's you can't escape it. Escape it, like I don't know.
No, I can dig it. You kind of like I was telling my dad and other people, like, man. When are we going to fucking get the final verdict? Because I've seen like 4 to 5 days of everybody celebrating on social media. Like it was already, you know, solidified. It still doesn't necessarily feel solidified right now. Like it still feels like this Bama's got like a month and a half to do some dumbass shit to destroy the.
Yeah, he still has till January 20th to like try to do some shady shit.
Like yeah, prove that there was fraud, I guess. But I don't know. I believe that he's going to prison as soon as he's not president. So I think he's, or at least that's what he's in jeopardy of. He's definitely in jeopardy of going, of facing some legal repercussions. So he's definitely not trying to do that. And you can tell.
So someone actually retweeted, a Real Men Record Their Wives tweet today saying that, oh, they should just like offer Trump a severance package to make him leave early. I was like, yes.
Yeah, just give him some toilet paper.
That'd be a great idea.
Give him a few rolls of toilet paper.
Can I tell you a secret, y'all? Fatima's in on a secret, too.
Tell us.
Oh, yes. We're all going to be on the secret. Real Men Record Their Wives secret.
I sent this link to y'all, and I sent it to somebody else today, too, man.
What do you mean?
You mean like how you had your dad on? I was feeling like, you know, I feel like I wanted to be like you.
The opposites group of us that you got.
You're about to hear the phone start ringing, dog.
So I sent it to a certain person, but I don't think they're going to answer the joint.
Decat?
No, hell no.
I'm thinking, you see where mine went? You see where my mind went?
Decat doesn't even listen to this. And let's speak on that now that that's a nice little transition, a segue into the QAnon maniacs that are going to be, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They're definitely irritated right now.
Oh, yeah. We should get ready for that. You're right.
Yeah, we should get ready for these maniacs with their fucking super paranoia that's been eating at their mind like heroin in a dirty vein that you keep shooting in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah. No. That shit's crazy.
I have not.
Yeah, I definitely... think that they feel like fed up and attacked, and this is another attack on them. There's going to be so many. This is the last straw.
Yeah, they censored us. Now they took the presidency from us. Yeah, like I actually seen some people who I'll remain nameless. I don't want to keep, but like I know them and I follow them and I see what you're doing. That's how I do what I do for Rashad Radio. But I seen them.
Rashad like, Radio.
Hey, I seen them. Like reporting, like putting up some bullshit ass videos on Twitter and adding like these Bama ass people on the far right. And I was like, man, really? That's what you think you're doing? That's what you think this is now? Like, they're not going to stop. It's not like it just Trump lost, you know, their, but it will though. That's the best part about it. It will stop. And that's what I want to see. Because I'm going to play all those people closely. Maybe not DCAP, but. Two of those mugs, my homie Jackson John. Y'all know that y'all can't get rid of me. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? A gift and a curse.
I love how you play it too. You just feel like, yeah, if that shit's real, all right, y'all wasted your time while I was sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my beer. I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. But I can't do anything about it. Like, fuck it. This isn't our country. This isn't for us. Y'all are tripping. I'm watching football. Yeah.
That shit. I'm the first place in my fantasy league, too. So shout out to the American Karen. So I got a family business league, and my team is called the American Karen Killers. They're 7-1. And I happen to be playing Fatima, the Gambinos, who she's kept her team name that way. I respect that, baby. She's the New York Gambinos. We're playing each other this weekend, and it's just really cool because my birthday is on Wednesday, and the Redskins and the Giants play this weekend. So it's just like me and her all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the one we win, too.
Yeah, we're going to win. I'm going to bust her ass in fantasy, too. Yeah. I'm sorry.
What? It's not going to happen. Oh.
Nah, we split. Split a lot.
So. I'm talking about my fantasy team. My American Karen Killers are a problem right now. I'm 7-1.
Man, and, I love that name. American. Didn't someone say something like, really?
Yeah, shout out to Alana Wana, who was also first place in the Rashad Radio League. She took offense.
That's the one that matters, right? I'm not trying to, you know.
Actually, the Family Business League matters more because there's more money. The Rashad Radio League is kind of like an introductory league for people to come into for like
okay
a small amount of money. They both matter, like, you know.
Yeah.
But money-wise, the Family Business League, Fatima's won it before. My man Paulie won it. My man Brody won it. My man Arthur won it, who has the same birthday as me. He beat me in the Super Bowl. It was us against each other in the Super Bowl, right?
Second place get a prize?
Yeah. You either get your money back, depending on how we do it, or you might get, like, twice your money.
Okay.
You know? But, yeah, American Karen Killers, New York Gambinos coming soon. She thinks she has a chance, but.
Is that shit winding up soon? Or
13 weeks. So, I think we're on week 9 right now.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, we're on week 9. Wow. Football went by, y'all. They smashed COVID.
This year has gone by so fast.
I was going to ask you, though, because I think we talked about this before. Maybe is COVID? I heard there's more COVID cases. More everywhere. People are closing their stadium. So has that affected the season at all like we thought it would?
No, man. They did it. Like, I mean, as soon as the season was approaching, I was like, man, NFL is just going to do this shit, right? And they just carried it like injuries, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, people get hurt in football. They ain't playing next week. People get COVID, they ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they're doing it. And, like, I don't know, man. There's so much, like, room for understanding with this COVID science that I bet you they're going to use the NFL, honestly, after the season's done to contradict or prove certain points that people want to make about shit. Because there's been cases, like, even in baseball, they didn't even talk about that story that long. Y'all know, do you know who won the World Series, y'all?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah, do you know who won? Okay, good job. Right? And do you know what happened, Demi and Fatima? Fatima might know because I shove all types of hip-hop and sports down her throat. She's going, oh my God, I gotta just go to sleep. I got Rishi T.
I didn't even hear this year about it.
All right, so this is what happened, Demi. On the last game of the World Series, right? one of the Dodgers players tested positive for COVID, but they didn't.
Yeah. That's big right now.
Right. But it's not even big because it's like the election and everything else. Right. But what I'm trying to say, as far as like the science of stuff, before I lose my train of thought, is that you don't really know what to think because, yeah, okay, the results came from homie late, you know, like he had been playing the whole damn game with everybody in the game, right?
Like he could have won, or other people could have it, or
so like they took him out, you know what I mean? Right, when it was like the eighth inning or some shit when the news came in that he had it, and it was weird. They took him out, people were crying, yada 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 yada.
Wait, they took him out in the middle of the game?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So hold on. Listen to the story, y'all. So this is the story of the shit. The nigga got fucking COVID and they didn't fucking know until like the middle of the game, right? And they took him out. They ended up winning the game. You know what I'm saying? He is a critical part of their team. So after the whole, you know, disruption of him being, you know, escorted out of the game in tears because of the COVID fact, they brought him back. No mask and everything for the celebration, and there's pictures and all that. You know what I'm saying? So like,
yeah, no, it's retarded. It's
so
ridiculous.
Basically, they were irresponsible as anything, and they just did it because they knew they needed him to win the game.
No, so meaning like he wasn't instrumental in the winning of the game at the end. What I'm saying is like they took him out before the game was over, just in case I'm not being clear, and when they won the game and everybody was celebrating, you know what I'm saying?
He came back.
Like, yeah, he came back
out, and he was like, you know, they're like, come on, bro.
No, not okay.
It was but you know how the sports analysis, they say, well, I mean, technically, he already played the whole game with everybody. So they're like,
but y'all are fucked anyway, so, you know, just go for it.
I know
that may be right for the team, but there's other people there. Like,
that's what they said too. That's just what
aren't on the team. Yeah, like you travel with the team all the time. You live with the team pretty much during the World Series. So if you have it, they're gonna have it.
Did anyone has anyone come out with COVID though on the Dodgers besides him? Besides Justin Turner?
You got his name. Good job. But
I thought you had said it. I should have said it earlier.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, even with football in comparison, like, I feel like the sports is just kind of wrapping it up because the science is still so unclear. Yeah, you would think there was a football player recently for either the Lions or I think it might have been the Ravens.
There was three teams that stopped recently. I think it was the Colts. There was three stadiums that shut down, and I thought that it would affect the game, season.
But like, you got to think about all the different situations within it, right? So yeah, you're right. But if you don't know like what they're saying, like okay, sometimes it's the training facility somebody had it, or sometimes it's this and that. The last one that I heard that was crucial was one of the Baltimore Raven Bammers had it while playing every snap in the game on Sunday. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit is so weird.
So you would think if you knew it and we all understand it the way it is, oh, well, then everybody's about to get that shit, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that. And I think the NFL, going back to my initial point that I was trying to make sure I didn't lose, I think the NFL kind of just was seeing that shit throughout the summer and was like, well, this isn't really adding up. Like, you know what I mean? Whether you're Trump or Biden or whatever, we ain't talking about that. I think they were just thinking about green. Yeah, because it wasn't like clear cut that like you're gonna get it this way.
So do you think it has anything to do with their physique? Like since they're athletes,
no,
like
because there's so many athletes and like healthy people.
What I'm saying is like they get it and just fucking get through it without us even really noticing or them, you know, dying or anything because they're in top form.
What do you think, the team? I see you thinking.
They're asymptomatic.
Yep, that's what I think she's thinking.
They could
but you're asymptomatic, y'all. You still test positive, right?
Yeah. You can still, and you still pass it to other people that may not have the same reaction.
But they test each other. They test them all the time.
They may test them all the time, but like if there is a potential that they think somebody does have it, they need to be responsible enough and put them in quarantine for a certain amount of time until that test comes back, like they do other places.
I get what you're saying. What I'm saying is this. We know obviously COVID exists. Anyone that's like there's conspiracies is, I don't know. We know it exists, but we also know that it does have a high percentage survival rate.
especially mm-hmm. yeah, we do. Like,
it does have a high it's very high. Comparison, if you look at overall pandemic virus survival rates, it actually in comparison to that is pretty low. It's a very, very, like, I know it looks like a huge percentage when you see in the 90s, but if you look at it at the ratio perspective, you have to think in general still how many people
that the survival rate for some for the average, like, healthy with no pre-existing conditions, a healthy human being, is they're most likely going to be,
I mean,
corona.
Yeah, it most,
like,
likely
that's known because I've known Pete's had it, his girl's had it, and it's just,
it depends,
like,
the strain. Yeah,
my sister's had it, and I'm not saying that it's not dangerous.
I was just saying in comparison to, like, the flu, it has, like, the flu
is
right,
only
like
0.03%. okay, that's fine. I'm not, okay, that's fine. What I'm saying is that we know that it's, you know, you can beat it. And we know that if you're, the healthier you are, the better you are, unless you, some, you get like a crazy strain or just it takes a turn for the worse, which can always happen. So do you, I'm thinking that the, like, in these NFL locker rooms, they're going around with this mentality, like, yeah, we can get it, but we ain't going to die from that shit type of thing. And, like,
well, they're definitely thinking that. Yeah.
We're still trying to get paid, and, like, we're still about to play, and if you get it, it's whatever. And the Justin Turner thing, it's like, bro, Justin Turner's probably like, I don't care if I have it. You and the whole U.S. Army couldn't stop me going out and celebrating from getting the World Series. And I'm not defending him at all, but I'm just saying that's definitely where that was coming from.
I'm, like, trying to think where there'd be situations where women would have empathy for the moment and be like, well, you know, it was her wedding, you know, some shit. Like,
that's no.
Y'all ain't got nothing.
It's a human life.
I think the women have been pretty good about with the wedding thing. Like, even in the beginning of COVID, it was a big thing. Like, some brats were like, I can't have my wedding. But, like, I see a lot of women making the best of it, like, still doing it, even though nobody comes. And, but I know what you're saying. Like, a wedding, that's probably, like, the best.
I'm not wearing a mask. It's my wedding day. I got to be seen. I'm beautiful.
There's definitely some Republicans that did that.
That have gotten married and continued and on with their wedding situation and had it done, and then they're just waiting and have their big ceremony when things are safe.
Yep, a lot of people did that or just postponed it if they were lucky enough to be able to, like, not lose any money. They just postponed it. But
yeah. I literally saw some women on live coverage today when they were all celebrating in front of the White House, right? And we were just getting done saying how everybody was wearing their masks, right? And two young girls were seen very close in the background doing the whole, like, selfie like that shit with the mask on, though, right? You know what I mean? And then you see them peep the joint, right? She looks at it, and then she talks to her, and then they take their masks off, and then they do another picture. Like, you bummed it on live TV, ladies. We saw you.
You want to know my opinion on that? I see those people out there, and I'm judging all of them. Like, why the fuck are you out there right now, dog? I don't care if you have a mask.
Yeah.
Look, this, I get it. The mask helps.
But still, I said the same thing.
Like, the mask helps, and it lowers the risk. But let's be honest, they're paper masks, most of them. Like, and you're in a crowd of people. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, I don't know.
It's not a good look. Get out. Stop. Yeah, I feel you. I said the same thing.
Why?
No,
it's not the year, dog. It's not the year to celebrate.
All night, too. You know, some of the niggas like, oh, let's keep it lit. I bet you if I was going on my Snapchat right now and look at the stories and shit, it's going to be like people very close. And I'm like, and the masks might have been like for daytime television.
Those protest numbers never went up, right, guys? Remember, we were all expecting that. I remember people were saying, look at all the numbers that are going to go up because of all the protests, and they didn't really go up because of the protests. So it's weird what you think would happen and what really happens.
The reason why I think is because you're outside. So if you were with the mask on and, like in a store or an enclosed area, you're basically still breathing each other's air. Even if everyone has their mask on, because their masks are not completely sealed. And but
that reminds me, I was
outside. It's different.
Yeah, and that's what people were saying when they went to the beach this summer. They were like, "It's okay, it's outside," and I don't know.
But they didn't have their masks on.
Yeah.
People at the beach weren't.
I went to the beach. We went to the beach, and we had our mask on the whole time. I mean, I don't know about them. Maybe when she was tanning, she took it off. But
I was secluded.
Yeah, I mean, people were pretty much staying far away.
What's it called, though? Shit.
Y'all got your last 4 minutes to get your shit off your chest. It's been a great episode of Real Men Record Their Wives. Yeah, just did clips like that.
Go ahead and say, if you can remember, say it, and then we're going to do a little wrap up.
I got distracted and forgot, unfortunately.
Snapchat stories are lit right now, though, in DC, man. Make sure y'all check that shit out when you get off of here, man. Just go
I
on there.
I bet they are.
If it wasn't for COVID, I don't know about you guys, but I would probably be out there.
Look at that, baby.
History and
yeah.
Shit.
Oh no! If COVID wasn't a thing right now, I'd be bucking the
actually,
streets.
Never mind. I'm tripping. They're talking about civil wars and shit. What am I talking about?
Right? You going out there with your hamble?
What am I gonna go out there and do? Hell no! My
like, nah. Just kidding.
Booyakasha, booyakasha.
Only if it comes to me. If it comes to me, I'm ready.
Oh yeah, I got plywood in my house from projects and shit. I board up my windows.
It does
look tight
though in DC, though. I can't lie, man. I'm sitting there looking at this shit like,
oh. To leave this off, so there was, I think Kenneth told you how there was flyers going around that I received notice about that people trying to do like purge events this week, saying because they didn't care who won, because they didn't get rid of. They didn't abolish ICE. They didn't defund the police, and they didn't solve really strenuous issues in society. And so they're saying, "Fuck everybody. Yeah. We're about to just purge."
That's what I was gonna say. People, we forgot that we're still waiting for that. Everyone was like, "Yeah, election day, we're gonna purge," and then it didn't happen. And people were like, "Oh," and now it happened, and people forgot about that. Like, I don't know. That's why that shit's weird.
Still gotta watch out.
I think some shit. If something was gonna go down, it would be tonight. But hey. Who knows?
But let's have a positive end.
Yeah.
Today is a happy day.
Yes, sir.
My opinion.
It was a good episode, guys. It was great being here, as always. I can't wait till we do it again. This will be out ASAP.
You going to put it out ASAP? I like that.
Is a wrap, and it was awesome. Everyone say bye.
Peace and love. Don't push and shove. I'm about to get me another beer and work on some music for that hot water, bro.
That hot water. Hey. I'm going to be in touch with you about that because I'm doing the same thing. Beer number four.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Be safe.
Say something, baby. Say something. Night. You're pretty good. There you go.
Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Bring it round slow. This is round four, and we about to go the distance. Show me how slow that wrist is. Up and down on the D like Pistons. She a freak on a mission. And tell the dude on the beat that it's well that I wished him. You can never buy my style. Go ahead and try, you will find no listings. Hit you with the Klondike style. What would you do if you wind up missing? I'm a different kind of different. I'ma make you wanna check your eyesight vision. Fuck 2020, wish I had skipped it. Nah, fuck that hindsight wishing. I'm just tryna get her on her hindsight twisted. She just wanna get her mind right. I'm like, girl, hit me up for my assistance. I envision tight constriction. Fuck the rules, no minding distance. Fuck the fools, not minding business. Rusty tools can't shine like this. And face it, boy, I shine like Christmas. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low.
She be dropping
girl.
It, loving it, loving it.
Round slow. This is round four, and we 'bout to go straight to the flow. Show me how swole that wrist is. Yeah. Up and down on the D like Pistons. Yeah. She a freak on a mission. Yeah. And tell the dude on the beat that it's well that I wished.
Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Bring it round slow. This is round four, and we 'bout to go the distance. Show me how swole that wrist is. Up and down on the D like Pistons. She a freak on a mission. Yeah. Tell the dude on the beat that it's well that I wish. I don't know lately, I've been feeling great. G smoking and I make beats like RZA. I know these niggas hate me just like that lady. I rapped on that song with my nigga Karen. Cold IPA, no liquor. Don't jump in water, you not no swimmer. Don't do that. Endure with cancer, I'm born in November. Step to the yo, and it's true you'll get injured. It's well that I wish them, know they get pissed when I spit on the beat when it kicks in. Arabic atheist, Rastafari Christian. Respect under God, ain't no reason to diss them. Listen, I've been doing this shit a minute. Only smoke kush when the scent smells splendid. Let you write books, all the knowledge that I'm giving. Your bitch pussy wet, but too many niggas been there.